How y'all doing tonight?
Awesome. Great. Thank you. So everyone, please welcome Caden Wallace. We'll get started with the first question here from Doug Kide.
Hi, Caden. Congratulations and welcome to New England.
Thank you so much.
We just got off the phone with Elliot Wolf, Patriots director of scouting, and he expressed confidence that you could potentially play left tackle in the NFL. How confident would you be playing on the left side?
Super confident. I mean, I play every position on the line, and I'm just excited to get there and learn under some great coaches and get after it.
Thank you.
Of course.
And next question, Sophie Weller.
Hi, Caden. Welcome to New England.
Thank you so much.
I was just curious, what was this night like for you? Like, who's with you? And can you just take us through the moment when you got the call?
Yeah, I mean, surrounded by family. It was just surreal, something I've been working towards my whole life. And just crazy excited to be picked and to be picked by the Patriots. And it's just been a whirlwind of a day.
And just to follow that up, I know that you had some meetings with the Patriots, like you came on a visit and all that. What was there anything that was said during those meetings that kind of made you feel like this could be like the spot you end up in?
I wouldn't say anything specifically, just really great talks all around, and just love the staff, love learning under the staff. So just excited.
Thank you so much. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
And next question, Ian Steele.
Caden, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Going back to the right tackle, left tackle deal. When's the last time you played left tackle in a game? We saw you played on the right side a lot at Penn State.
In a game, it's been a while. I did a lot of work at the Shrine Bowl at left tackle, but I'm super fluid, and I'm able to really switch around any position on the line. So I'm confident wherever the coaches put me, I'll exceed up.
Question, Alex Barth.
Hey, Caden, congratulations. I'm just wondering, on your visit, did you have any interaction with Scott Peters, the offensive line coach? And if so, what did you take away from that?
Yeah. We had a great meeting, and he seems like a really awesome coach. A lot of great tips that, like, I just had no clue about. And so I'm excited to get down there and, really get under his wing and learn more.
Next question, Mark Daniels.
Hey, Caden, congratulations. How would you describe your game and what are you hoping to prove in the NFL?
I would just describe my game as physical and intelligent. I'm a baller and I can't wait to bring that to the league. I'm just excited to, I keep saying it, but I'm excited to get out there and just learn more about the game and just grind. So.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And next question, Taylor Kiles.
Hi, Caden. Welcome to New England. Thank you so much for your time. Reading your scouting reports, a lot of people were talking about the jump that you made in your final season in college. I was wondering what was behind that, and maybe if you can give us some insight into how you had so much success in 2022 against Michigan. It seemed like that was a really good game for you.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm just a grinder. I love working. I love the game, so I love figuring out new things about the game and how to improve my game. So I'm just locked in. I've been locked in, and this year everything came to fruition. Was able to tie everything together that I've been putting from learning these past few years. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Next question, Bob Sosi.
Thanks, Steph. King, congratulations.
Thank you.
From what I've read, you had a lot of top 30 visits relatively late in the process. How would you describe what the activity was like, the interest and involvement from teams around the league was like as we headed down the stretch toward the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I would say pretty much throughout most of my process, it was pretty high. Was able to talk to a lot of teams between the Shrine Bowl, the Combine, Pro Day, things like that. So, yeah.
And one other quick follow-up regarding the Shrine Bowl. You made the decision to play in the Shrine Bowl. A lot of players in your position might not have played in that bowl game, entering the draft. What went into that decision for you, and why was it important to be out there?
I just love ball. So you tell me a field to play on and tell me there's good coaches, I'm going to go out there and ball. So,
thank you very much. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
The It looks like two more questions here. So we'll start off with Ian Steele.
Yeah, Caden, who are your inspirations? Who are your idols? Who's helped you get to this point? And who do you model your game after, maybe?
I mean, there's so many greats that I emulate my game after in the league. I mean, honestly, so too many to name. You know, we got legends like Trent Williams, Tyron Smith, Larry Allen, Teron Armstead, Ryan Ramczyk, guys that I've been watching for years. So I try to take aspects of their game and apply them to my game, and kind of works out for me.
And final question here from Keegan Stiefel.
And congratulations. Elliot Wolf gave us a little tidbit into your background. He told us that your brother was an oyster scientist. Can you tell us a little bit about what that entails, what that is?
Trey, come here. I'll have the man himself tell you. He's here with me right now.
Perfect.
Hey, how's everybody doing? I'm Charles Wallace, finishing up my PhD right now at the University of Florida. I do oyster science, oyster management stuff. I study how people interact with the environment and specifically with oysters and oyster management. So pretty cool stuff.
If you had to describe your brother, how would you describe your brother?
How would you describe
him? Yeah, if you had to describe your brother.
Hard worker. He's a hard worker. He's a grinder. He's going to show up every day. He's going to give his all. And he's creative. Football's a craft for him. It's an art. And can't wait to paint a beautiful picture in New England.
Thanks for taking the time. Congratulations to the family.
Thanks, guys.
And you too, Caden.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, Caden. We appreciate you joining us, and enjoy tonight.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you.